spirits wake me. Tides of time, a bountiful sea rested plainly upon my chin. A golden exhibit glistens and fills the skies with rays of liquid soul. Soul full of soulful delight, suddenly night filled with fright. The cries of a mother, a child, mild in comparison to the carnage that laid to rest the best. Yes, the best, I said it, I mean it. The best that laid to rest the best. Not them, not us, we who'd rather be out at sea, washed ashore to coves laden with a strange kin. Is it truly a sin to wander yonder where doth seals seal the fate of those who abate time? Such a crime, a misdemeanor was what once befell the perilous god. God of mischief who laid a hand upon the golden exhibit, not that of he, but that of she. She who steals the hearts of many souls, of many spirits broken, but what could not be spoken is that of which she fills consciousness of. But is she above me? Has she the worth, merited, deserved, and preserved by the sea that I perceive? The sea bereaves us all of soul, all of soul, all of everlasting light, a strange light that will soon bring fright to the masses, swings of swords, hammers, and battle axes. But before that I must ask this, why do you wake me? Stake claim to me, fake name to lay in wake, a false paradigm spared of time, a confluence of superfluous structure, a frame of mind, a frame of mankind, a false facade wrapped tightly around the whimsical sobriety of established society, pouring ember waves of cray to prey on a freedom laid upon strife with the congeniality of false duality, police brutality, or illegality of spiritual punctuality. We are truly a slave to time, the diaspora of commingling membranes, vainly and plainly laden with the burden that we seek to extinguish our own places, revealing pale and ghoulish faces, eating away the fibers of our content of character. Flirtations with the idealistic mind collide with chronological complexes, prophylactic didactic synergy of time and space and space and mind, and the prime directive dictating to mankind, maybe we just need to unwind and take our time. Stay on our grind and bind the very shackles that retrain the impressionable malleable orifices and cavities, strife with brevity, our cerebral complexes, tresses to the stresses of cosmic occupation, fatigue by the reorientation, establishment of purpose, place, time, and space, a space he, the one who was loved and lost at a tremendous cost, can never replace. He must face the inevitability, the virility and longevity, harmoniously coexisting in a demi-deistic, egotistic yet ballistic stream of consciousness, waves lapping at the golden brown sands of time, prime real estate to the sublime, laying testament to the desolate chasm of a void.